This doesn't happen every year, but this past year it was every year, therefore there was a possibility for it to happen, that there's more than one Malay by itself, and also at the beginning of Cheshvan Kislev Teves could also happen. A woman saw on Beis Teves, Gimel Shvat, Gimel Adar Rishon, Gimel Adar Sheni. That's a hafloga of 31 days in between each one, Beis to Gimel, since Teves is a Choser. Saw 31 days, ended up on Gimel, then she saw Gimel Adar Rishon 31 days later, Gimel Adar Sheni 31 days later. Kitzur, she has a vest kavua, both for Yom HaChodesh, Gimel HaChodesh, and for Haflaga of 31 days. The question is, afterwards, she didn't see on either Gimel or either 31 for a few months. Does she have to be Choshish for Chozer of Veslam Koymoi for also Gimel and also 31? Or for only one? Or for neither? What's halacha? So we saw when we get to the din of Chazar Veslam Kema that the etzem halacha is really machlekes rishonim in the whole din, whether or not there is such a chiddush of Chazar Veslam Kema. Rashi and the Rosh seem to say that a woman that does not see for 3 months, and as long as she's not kaveya, she was oiker her ves kavua. As long as she's not kaveya, like the Chassam Sefer says, even 15 years later, she bangs and gets back on that day. Chazar Veslam Kema, she has to be choshish. The Ramban, the Balmar, they hold no, it seems. Balmar clearly, the Ramban also, maybe telling your sides, they hold that as long, it's only before she didn't see 3 times. In other words, if she saw she had Ives Kavua for Chaf, then she switched to Lamed twice, one Chaf brings her back to her Chaf. But if she goes 3 times without seeing Chaf, then there's no din of Chazar Ves Mekayim afterwards, 15 years later, or even 5 days later, after she was ready, she doesn't see 3 times, then there's no din of Chazar Ves Mekayim. Allah Lamaisa, we are Choshish for Shitas Rashi and the Rosh, that's how we pass the halacha, that there's a din of Chazar Veslam Kema. Now this halacha is not only the Pashtis, not only when she saw every month. Let's say she didn't see Bechlal, like it's before, she went 90 days and didn't see. See, she hasn't seen for 3 Oynes, she used to see every 30 days, now she went 90 days and she didn't see. It was also then afterwards, if she sees after 30 Chazar Veslam Kema. This we saw Machlekes. Shtayim Sheim Arba. There's 2 Shitas really, which is really 4 Shitas. Shitas Beit Yosef is a woman that has a ves kavua for day 25. If she does not see on 25, she has to be choshish 25, a flog of 25. If she does not see on 25, she has to be choshish for 50. If she doesn't see on 50, she's choshish for 75. The Marshal holds, if a woman doesn't see on 25, she doesn't have to be choshish for 50. 50 is 50, it's not 25. So you don't have to be choshish for it. If a woman goes 75 days, and then she sees afterwards on day 76, does she have to be choshish right away for day 25? The woman that had 25, the veskavua for 25. Basically, it says no after 3 times. Unless you see another 25, in other words, you have 2 riyas with 25 days in between, you don't have to be choshish 25 beforehand. Mashal is machmer. He says no. K'nir l'charei l'shitasei. He holds there's only 1 akira. You don't have 3 akiras. Because you only have to be choshish for 25. Once you pass 25, you don't have to be choshish for anything. So as soon as you hit on day 76 you saw, you have to be choshish for 25 days later. The Taz takes both of the shitas l'chumra. He says, first of all, you have to be choshish for 25, 50, 75. And second of all, he passes like the Marshal, that as soon as after day 76, you went 76 days, you didn't see, you have to be choshish for the first time. L'chur is the Sirim and Eubay, you have 3 Akiras. If you have 3 Akiras, then you have to be choshish. Kinir, the Pshad is, you only have to be choshish because I didn't realize that you were being misalek and dumb. So if we have to be choshish for 50, maybe I'll see 50. Choshish for 75, maybe I'll see 75. Once you went 75 days and you didn't see, then it's megale that if I went 3 Oynes and didn't see, then I'm missing like a zam. So it was only 1 akira, it was not, or maybe not even 1 akira. So maybe you have to be choshish as soon as you see. The shach takes both of them the kula. He says, first of all, if you pass by 25, you don't have to be choshish for 50. And not only that, after 75 days, until you see twice, with 25 days in between, you don't have to be choshish. So we pass by the shach. And that's how we, if a woman sees on day, and has left before for 25, she doesn't have to be choshish for day 15. The most common time that this would come up would be the first 2 months of pregnancy, if you not consider misalekes damim. Even if she has a ves kavua for 25, she does not have to be choshish for day 50. And if she goes 90 days, she doesn't have to be choshish until she sees afterwards twice. But once she does see that 25 again, then in Echanami we pass in Chazar Veslam Mekayim. And that could be even 15 years later. What's the pshat? Because we say everything in between was a fluke. She saw 30, 25, 25, 25, and then she saw 27, 22, 29, 36. That's all a fluke. When she sits 25, everything, she's chozer to how she was before. So now, this halacha of Chazar Veslam Mekayim can zayin, we wouldn't apply to every vest. And maybe for a vest of Shavuot, she asked me this past week, Vest of Shavua, we Chazar Veslam Mekayim. That means if she saw on 29, 29, Sunday, 4 weeks later on Sunday, 4 weeks later on Sunday. And then she gets off of it. And then she has the cheshbon out. Could be that according to the cheshbon, she's got 4 Sundays later, 5 years later, she would keep on counting every 4 Sundays. And she banged. She got on one of those four Sundays 4 weeks later. No, we're not cheshish for it. These type of vestas we're not cheshish for. Anything which is, you're not cheshish after one time, zero deal with these types of weird vestas that we're not cheshish for. And pashtus is because you can't tell. The whole part is that she's a normal woman. She's already not a normal woman. So you also want to take a sirug and also take a chazur vestas mukhaymai. That's not so common. The shal is over here. We have 31 and you have a chazish. So which is the ikar vest in such a case? So the pashtus is the chara that they're both ikar vest. You have a chazish. The shal holds that the oinabainus is you have a chazish because a woman sees a day and run. And most women, it sounds like from the Ramban, most women see a certain haflago. And he doesn't even hold Yom HaChodesh in his Chadushim. So Yom HaChodesh and Erebenis is what a woman has to be chodesh for every month. Both of them are real chashas. The chur of the pashtus is that you would have to be chodesh, chazer, vestam, kemoi for both of them. However, an interesting adding. What happened was, really what happened, the fourth month, is that the woman saw on 31. She didn't see. She saw Gimel Chodesh, Gimel, Gimel, three Gimels. Then the fourth month, she saw 31. What happens in that case? Are you chayshish for 30? Is that megala that the Yom HaChodesh is not the ikar vest or not? Be'etzim, you have three vestas. You already prepared for both of them. And in Echonami, maybe it's only in a case where two of them, one of them is not a normal vest, like we saw. The question is, when you get to aflago, the question is, when you get to or Yom HaChodesh, we say the aflago is the ikar, not the Yom HaChodesh. Or if you're being kaveh one and not being kaveh the other one, then we say the first one you're kaveh is. But if you're kaveh the both of them, then in Echonami, you're kaveh both of them. But the Indian kviyas veslam kaima, maybe in Echonami would be chayshir both of them. But again, lechora, you could be mitzadeh. The Indian chazer veslam kaima, we would say the one that was nikva with 31 is the ikar vest, and she'd only have to be chayshir for chazer veslam kaima for 31, and maybe not for the yom hachayshir.